And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The County of San Mateo has certified the results from the election, and as a result of that, the council members elected were Rick Kowalczyk, Deborah Penrose, and Deborah Ruddick, and they were elected to four-year city council terms.
It's official. There is a new city council. Newcomers have replaced two seats on the Half Moon Bay City Council. Alan Alifano was replaced, having lost his bid for re-election, and Naomi Patridge chose not to run again and instead decided to retire, ending 25 years of city council service, including seven separate terms as mayor. Our feature story of the week is dedicated to honoring this living legend. On the night of her departure, a host of political leaders paid tribute. In order, a spokesperson from U.S. Representative Jackie Spears' office.
I'm Katrina Rill from Congresswoman Jackie Spears' office. I'm here tonight to honor Naomi and Ellen on behalf of Congresswoman Jackie Spears. Earlier today, she entered both of you into the congressional record, which is the official history of the House of Representatives. Naomi has been on the council for over 20 years. First of all, she's been just an avid supporter of seniors, of farm workers, of kids, and of all of the residents of the coastside. Without her hard work, Half Moon Bay wouldn't have its signature event, the Pumpkin Festival. The softball team, the girls' softball team, wouldn't have a permanent field, and we wouldn't have the Coastal Trail for Bikes that's named after her. Her accomplishments are just countless. She's just been a tremendous supporter of this community, and I'm going to read part of this congressional record. Naomi has been a voice of moderation and common sense for so many decades that one might also call her a civic thermometer. If it gets too hot in the debate, Naomi acts to cool things down. If the community isn't concerned about needed services or improvements, Naomi switches it on and heats it up a little bit. Naomi can be counted on to keep the civic area of Half Moon Bay as comfortable as possible, despite the inevitable challenges that occur in local democratic governance. Mr. Speaker, I am honored to call Naomi a close friend and colleague. I dare say that there has not been a more constructive leader in Half Moon Bay than Naomi Patridge. While we will miss her service to us all, we will have her example of thoughtful citizenship to inspire us for years to come.
Next at the podium, State Senator Jerry Hill.
When there's change and then there's sometimes sadness that goes along with it. And tonight is a sad evening for me in losing two good friends. Naomi and I go back many, many years in local government. The part about Naomi that has always struck me, has always been that guiding force for me as a gem for Half Moon Bay, but it has been her perseverance for Half Moon Bay related to county issues. She was always the strong voice for Half Moon Bay and all of the different associations that she belonged to, whether it's the Transportation Authority in the county, and everything that she did was always looking at and supporting and bringing and putting Half Moon Bay first. And that's something that I think hopefully Half Moon Bay will continue in that regard, because we want to make sure that the voice of Half Moon Bay is heard throughout the county and the region. And Naomi did that so successfully. The other things that I always was reminded of with Naomi was, as we were talking about different issues, was the fact that she knew everything about Half Moon Bay, whether it had to do with the Farm Bureau, whether it had to do with softball, whether it had to do with the Portuguese community, whatever it was, whether JACL, whatever it was in Half Moon Bay, she knew about it. She was the person to go to find out what was going on and how best to serve the community. And she served this community with such success and is leaving the council. And I have to say that about Alan as well when I mention and have this proclamation for him. This council and this city is at a point in time of such great, I believe, success, great stability, and with a tremendous future. And that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of strong leadership. It happens at the top. Those who set the policy, those who give the guidance, and those who have made this the successful city that it is the, are the five of you who have brought that together in this point in time. So thank you, Naomi, for the friendship. Thank you for the relationship. Thank you for your leadership in this county and for the hard work and the commitment that you've given to Half Moon Bay.
There was a spokesperson for State Assemblyman Richard Gordon.
My name is Angelica Cortez, and I'm here tonight on behalf of Assemblymember Rich Gordon. Rich wishes he could be here tonight, but as the chairman of the Rules Committee, he's up in Sacramento fulfilling his duties of ensuring the training of all of our newly elected officials, so I'm sure he's having fun up there. To Councilmember Patridge, on behalf of Rich and our staff, I want to express our deepest gratitude for the years of leadership, guidance, and dedication you've brought to the city of Half Moon Bay. As a lifelong Coastside resident and longtime volunteer committed to strengthening the community's quality of life, ranging from local athletics, the public schools, transportation improvements, and overall having the best interests of Half Moon Bay in the core of your heart, your leadership and path is one to admire and one that will be remembered. So looking onward into 2015, on behalf of Assemblyman Gordon and the rest of the staff, we look forward to working with the new council and want to wish you all a happy holidays. Thank you.
Supervisor Don Horsley and the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors was also represented.
I don't really know what I can say more about someone who has their own trail the entire length of the city, or someone who has served more years on this council than pretty much anything I've ever done. But Naomi, thank you very much. Your 23 years of service on this council is remarkable, and you've really help guide this city and make this city what it is. And I know talking with people who live out here, people who live in Half Moon Bay absolutely love this city and love living here. And people who don't live in Half Moon Bay love visiting the city and love coming here on the weekends if they can get through 92. But, this city is an amazing place. And so I'm not going to read it, but there's a resolution here from the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors honoring you for the years of service and everything you've done for this city and the nonprofits and the volunteer hours and making the Pumpkin Festival the great event that it is. So, Naomi, thank you very much, and I have something for Alan afterward.
And then there was the person for which tribute was paid, Naomi Patridge, with her farewell remarks.
Mayor Mueller and fellow council members, I want to first thank Howard, as Cameron has said, for supporting me during my 25 years of serving on the council. I believe that we were able to survive the experience because we never talked politics. I also want to thank my family and the public for putting their faith and trust in me. It has been an honor serving the residents of Half Moon Bay through good times and hard times. A special thanks to our professional staff who was always there to provide me the guidance and support I needed to make the best decisions for the city of Half Moon Bay. Thank you to my fellow county council members who supported and selected me to serve on county boards and commissions. The experience and networking I gained from those appointments were rewarding and helped put Half Moon Bay back on the map. I thank those commissioners who served on the Recreation and Planning Commission as my nominations. Last but not least, to my fellow council members who sat on the dais with me for the past 25 years. It has been an honor. I will never forget this experience. Congratulations to the new council members and Rick for being reelected, and Dr. Penrose and Deborah Ruddock. I wish all of you the best, and please keep the city in the best healthy financial shape that it's in right now.
We always like to tag the feature story of the week with the line, people making a difference in the community. Naomi is such a person. Thank you, Naomi, for your community service. And our thanks to those of you who have joined us for this week's feature story. This is Jim Henderson, inviting you to fasten your seatbelt and prepare for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, next on your hometown community station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453 453- 4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With my grandkids, it seems like I'm always writing checks and needing cash. Birthdays, holidays, fundraisers, you name it. But with United Personal Checking from United American Bank, I don't worry about it because United American Bank makes checking easy.
Move up to United American Bank Personal Checking. You'll enjoy unlimited check writing, free checks, a free debit card, free ATM transactions, free online banking, and free bill pay. Maintain an average monthly balance of $2,500, and you'll earn interest and avoid service charges, too.
With United American's Personal Checking, I can bank anytime and anywhere. It's hassle-free checking from a bank I can trust. For me, that's simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking expertise, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway, next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.